Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast. Journey with us as we discuss the life of a gentleman and how we can gain more respect and confidence with lessons in life, etiquette, and personal style. Each week, we will bring engaging discussions, thought-provoking interviews, and tips on upgrading your personal style. We are all a work in progress. Let's take this journey together. Let's live the life of a gentleman. Welcome back, everyone, to another edition of The Life of a Gentleman. I'm Richard Taylor. And once again, I am joined on the line by Dennis Stiles and also Deandra Marie. Hey, guys, how's it going today?
I'm doing great. So I'm excited about this next topic and glad to have Deandra join us for another episode of Life of a Gentleman.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be back. You know, I enjoyed my time. Ready to talk about another topic.
Yeah, that was great. I had a fun time talking about traveling. That was really fun. But this week, I think we're going to touch on some style a little bit more, talking about layering. And I think we're going to just go ahead and hand the ball off to Dennis to get us started. What you thinking, Dennis?
All right, man. Let's do it. Layering in the fall and winter. So it's a very exciting topic. So let's get to it. I mean, layering is pretty much a styling technique that you use or look forward to once the leaves start falling. So for example, first thing you do is you must get creative when it comes to layering. Also, it's more of a practical thing, you know, so it must be done right, because if it's not done right, then it just looks like you're just too bulky. Some of the key items that you want to start off, see, this is what I like to do, Rich. I like to like have the thick pieces over kind of like the smaller pieces that you wear. For example, if you're wearing a cotton shirt, have some of the thicker fabric wool pieces over that, which helps out when it comes to layering.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If I can jump in here, yeah, I think layering, like you said, is best done when you go from thin to thick. So, I mean, really, that's common sense, but you see people try to get really creative with this, and I think maybe they're overthinking it, but yeah, you're right. Start with, you know, a thinner shirt underneath, and then go ahead and get heavier or chunkier as you go. But my favorite thing about layering is all the different textures that you can bring in, because I mean, it adds so much visual interest to your outfit, and it's one of my favorite times of year to really get stylish. What do you think, Deandra?
I mean, I definitely agree. I think this is why, you know, they talk about fall and winter as really being the seasons for fashion, because this is the time where you're really putting everything, all the elements together to make the quote-unquote perfect outfit. And I agree with both of you guys. You really have to start off thin and work your way up, but at the same time, you're able to mix different patterns, you know? Like, you don't just have to wear a shirt and a tie. You could wear a shirt, a tie, a vest and a blazer. And the vest and the blazer don't have to be a part of a suit. I know it's been talked about on the show. For example, I have just vests that don't go to anything, and I have blazers that don't go to anything. So, you know, getting those type of pieces that don't have pants to go with it and stuff, it really gives you a lot more versatility when it comes to layering up.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Okay. I mean, I totally agree with that. Another, you know, something else that you want to do is try picking the pieces that complement each other. What I mean by that is, don't put corduroy on top of corduroy. Use denim with corduroy. Break things up a little bit. For example, if you're wearing a denim trouser, wear a denim jacket. And then over that jacket, you wear a down vest. That's how you layer. And under that denim jacket, you're going to have a cable sweater. And guess what you're going to have under that cable sweater? Oxford white shirt.
Yeah, that's my go-to, Dennis. You're right. But the Oxford white shirt, and sometimes I like the cream Oxford shirt too, but man, that's the base usually for the outfit, and you're right. Denim is a cool way to, you know, achieve that layering look, but a lot of times people, like, they get the color clash going, and so one of the tips for layering is, like, you want to be aware of your neutral tones. Like, just try to stay in the same kind of family, especially with denim. You want to go more earthy tones, and that way, you know, it's a safer bet than trying to bring in like a bright apple red with your denim. You know, unless you're like Tommy Hilfiger model from the 90s, it's not, you're not going to be able to pull it off. You know?
Well, I would say my tip is, I don't want to say pick a color, but just pick something and work around that. So, for example, usually when I wear my Harrison Blake tie, some of the ties have, you know, just different patterns, different colors in it. And so I might just choose a tie that have two different colors in it that wouldn't normally go together separately, like if I just wore them without the tie. But that tie really brings everything together. Now, I'm not saying wear pink and purple tie and have on a pink vest and a purple blazer. Like, still be tasteful about it, but sometimes it's easier to just maybe choose a tie or choose a pair of shoes that you want to wear and kind of build around that instead of being so focused on the layering. Because like you guys said earlier, if you're too focused on the layering, it can end up clashing somehow and it just looks awful.
Yeah, no, that's a good point for sure.
Oh, if you don't mind, I have like a quick story about when I first tried to layer. It was awful. I was a senior in college at this time, and this was when I really started getting into, I wasn't wearing ties as of yet, but I was getting into bow ties and things like that. And I saw this guy wear a shirt, a sweater, and a blazer. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to do that. But I didn't realize that the sweater was a little thicker than the blazer. And when I saw pictures, the button looked like it was about to pop open because the sweater was too thick. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I went out thinking I looked so cute because I layered everything up, when really it was just a fail because I looked a lot bigger than what I actually am.
Yeah, I mean, that happens a lot. Like, I see that all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, guys overdo it. So people overdo it, you know. It's just, it can be too much sometimes. You're trying to force it, you know, especially with the patterns. I mean, it's cool to mix up patterns a little bit, but, man, sometimes people are bringing in all kinds of stuff, so you got to be careful.
Yeah, and then to piggyback off of what DeAndre said, this is what I tell my clients. It's very simple. In the wintertime, if you want to be fashionable and you want to layer, don't do it to keep yourself warm. You know, that's the problem. People say, oh, man, I'm too cold, so I'm going to be fashionable, but I'm just going to dump a bunch of stuff over me. Think about it in a where you can walk around and carry it with you wherever you go. So let's say, for example, if you're wearing a top coat, right? Put a leather jacket underneath it, man. Be cool about it. Just wear a plain t-shirt under it. That's the way I want to do it. Wear a nice pair of corduroys or plaid pants. Don't use all this layering just to keep yourself warm. Use it for more fashion purposes.
Yeah, you're right. It's better to have a nice warm coat rather than try to do these layers out of necessity. It's really, like you said, it's a fashion thing.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, just get a good coat and you should be all set. But one thing, like DeAndre had mentioned, you know, wearing a blazer, and that's one thing I like to do. But, you know, a lot of times, you guys are right, like trying to get a sweater underneath a blazer is nearly impossible, especially if your blazer's like form-fitting. So a little cheat thing that you can do is do a vest, a sweater vest, and that way your arms are free. And yeah, I know for me, you're cooler too. You're not so hot. I mean, if you got an Oxford cable knit sweater and a blazer and a top coat, oh man, I mean, you're gonna be breaking out into a sweat, and I mean quick, you know. So that little sweater vest.
You look like a professor.
Yeah. Yeah.
All you need is the pipe, man.
Yeah, and a bow tie. And a bow tie, man, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, higher learning. Yep. Yeah, you can go for that look.
Fashion game was on point there, man.
Man, I can nail that look, man. I got all the sweater vests. I'm good.
And also, too, if you want to just wear a blazer, wear a down vest over it if you don't want to wear it under. And you still keep yourself comfortable, and you can just wear a tie and a dress shirt.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Dennis, you're a risk taker, though. I don't know. I can't pull that one off, Dennis. I'm going to leave that one to you, man.
Well, I'm going to ask D, what would be for yourself, or if you were, like, giving advice to somebody about wearing a particular, about layering. What is your go-to outfit as far as for winter layering? Break it down, okay, piece to piece.
Okay, so for a newbie, I would definitely say keep it simple. You know, I would probably just say, you know, get a nice button up, you know, put a tie or bow tie with it, get a nice blazer that complements it. I would probably even do a white shirt or, you know, those light blue Oxford shirts, something very, not anything too outside the box as far as colors. And then put a nice jacket over it. If you're gonna be wearing the white, I would go a little more bold, maybe like a nice deep navy blue, or if you're really stepping out there, maybe a red jacket or blazer. Some neutral pants, you know, black or, you know, slacks, anything like that. And then just put some shoes to go along with it. And here's a tip. It goes into a tip. Socks. You cannot forget socks when it comes to layering, okay? Because your feet will get cold.
Rich got us in that. Don't worry. You take care of us with the subscription box.
Yeah, he puts the socks in. I'm just saying, I think, you know, socks are definitely important when it comes to layering, because a lot of men, I know Dennis told you guys in the spring and the summer, you know, you don't have to wear the socks. It's time to put the socks back on, okay?
Yeah. The ashiness will come back on your feet.
Oh, with a vengeance, man. Yeah, and guys, in the wintertime, too, that guys think, you know, I know this isn't about layering, but just a little tip. Guys think they don't have to use lotion in the wintertime because everybody can't see all. No, you don't want to neglect your skin all winter long, because when spring rolls back around, man, you're going to have a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah, actually, my girl gave me a good tip on lotioning. I use baby oil now, man.
Okay. Yeah, so there you go.
So that works good. There you go. Baby oil on your feet, man.
Slip right into them socks. All right, Dennis. Hey, break down your layering outfit.
Oh, my go-to layering outfit? Oh, man, there's so many. But you know what? I'm gonna do this, man. I'm going to have a tweed suit. Ready, Rich?
I'm ready.
Tweed suit, white shirt, navy striped tie, and underneath, I'm going to have a denim jacket, man.
Okay.
But it's going to be a sleeveless one. You know how you bringing back that sleeveless vest?
Right.
I got a sleeveless denim jacket, brother.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So all you're going to see is just the front of the denim jacket. Bam.
Yeah, so that's some different, you know, that's a different texture, man. That's cool.
Yeah, and I'm going to have my monk straps, and I'm going to have my wool socks. And I'm also going to get my leather gloves, complement that whole suit.
Oh, nice. Nah, that's good. I like how you guys painted a picture for the audience to see the different ways to layer in your go-to looks. That's nice.
Well, we were able, based on that, we were able to still keep warm, but at the same time be stylish, which is, that's the key now, because everybody just wants to wear sweatpants and a big size overcoat just to keep warm, and then they forget about the actual aspect of looking presentable.
Yeah. Now here's mine for the winter time. I still like to rock a nice suit, so you might see me still wearing the two-piece suit. One thing I have in my arsenal is a couple of good top coats, and I have a nice brown tweed top coat and a killer vest to go with. I mean, not a vest. I'm sorry, killer scarf to go with it. So that coat, I mean, that thing will keep me warm. And all I have on is just a regular suit, but, you know, break out the scarf. You still look good. You still look like a gentleman. You know, you don't know if I'm transplanting myself in from the 40s or the 50s, you know, or modern times. But, I mean, a good three-quarter length top coat. I mean, every gentleman's got to get one of those.
Oh, the good thing about top coats is you could get three colors, gray, camel. Or you could break it off with... I'm not really a fan of black top coats, Rich.
No,
so
me neither.
I'll just stick with the gray and camel.
Yep, the camel hair, the gray, that's a classic. And then the brown...
The herringbone,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's the one I have, the brown herringbone pattern. Usually what I'll bring in is like an autumn or fall color scarf with it, you know, gold or burgundy, and kind of sets everything off, especially if you got a navy blue suit underneath there. I even kind of leave it unbuttoned a little bit so you can see all of it, you know, together. So it's a good look.
Rich fly. I just want to say that. I'm listening to Rich. I'm like, ooh. I'm like, oh, okay. If you don't want to show your face, Rich, at least let us see the outfit. That sound nice.
I appreciate it, guys. Yeah, I gotta get out from behind the camera sometimes. And hey, you know what's gonna be fun is Dennis is coming out for a photo shoot. So
funny, Life of a Style, Life of a Gentleman photo shoot coming up in December.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
Actually, you know what? I want to pick Rich for a second. You know that coat that you were talking about?
Yeah.
I got an outfit for that, man. That I want to do on a photo shoot.
All right, perfect.
Joggers, New Balance sneakers, and a hoodie, just to give it a street look, man.
Yeah, that would be nice.
That would be hot.
That would be nice.
Yeah, that would be. Man, you guys got some good ideas for layering. I hope the audience is taking notes because, man, we went all over the map with the layering and we gave some practical tips. We gave some reasons why you should do it, some do's and don'ts. So I want to thank you guys for coming on. And once again, Deandra, thanks for breathing some new life into the podcast. We appreciate you joining us too.
Thank you. Oh, I appreciate you guys having me every time. Thank you so much.
Yeah, hey, Dennis, you got a final tip or you want to just wrap this one up?
Well, final tip is, you know, guys, you could keep yourself warm, but at the same time, try to be stylish. You know, don't compromise the two. They go hand in hand if it's done right. If you're uncomfortable with too many layers, fine. Just do lightweight cardigans, you know, whatever works for you. But just implement that layering part into your fall and winter wardrobe. And trust me, you're going to get a lot of compliments out there.
All right, so we got to stay stylish. So that means no NFL football jackets and stuff like that with the suit underneath. All right, guys, let's get into this interview. Sound good?
Sounds good.
And now it's time for this week's segment of The Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is The Gentleman's News.
Welcome back, everyone, to another edition of The Life of a Gentleman. Once again this week, we are joined by a special guest. This is a gentleman I had the pleasure of meeting, Custodio Gomes, and he has written a book titled Life, Love, and War, but he's also done so much more and is involved in a lot of positive things. So we'll get into that in the interview. But without further ado, let's welcome to the show Mr. Custodio Gomes. How's it going?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you? It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm so glad we got to have you come on the show because, like I said at the outset, we had a chance to meet. I told you, I said, I have to have you come on the podcast because you're doing so many great things. So I'm glad you made it.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, honestly. And meeting you, it's a pleasure to see so many great gentlemen in the room where we were. And it was a pleasure to meet you because I know you're doing so many things as well. And your line is phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal.
Hey, I really appreciate that. I appreciate you saying that. And, you know, it's funny. When you talk about there being a lot of gentlemen in the room,
yeah.
We were at a great event, the 100 Men of Color, and
yes.
we had an opportunity to meet there. And I think both of us walked away from that feeling really inspired, ready to do more for the community and to be advocates for living the gentleman's lifestyle.
Yes, I agree 100%. I mean, it's, you know, you do so much yourself, you know, even if you're in a group or not. But when you're in a room with so many great individuals who are somewhat connected with you and what you're doing with community work, and they're from different cities, different states and whatnot, it shows you that you're not the only one out there, and there's so much to do, but there are others who are also putting in that effort. So it just gives you, you know, just initiative to do better and do more and create more time for it.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the first thing I want to get into, though, is the book, Life, Love, and War. And I have had an opportunity to purchase a copy and
yes.
take a look at it. And let me tell you, those that are listening, this is a phenomenal book with a lot of deep thoughts. So I want to know, how did you come up with the concept for this book? Because it's a different concept. It's an easy read, but it's quick. How did you do that?
You know what's crazy? I always wrote through college, but like I was in awe of the Renaissance era, you know, the times of poetry was so big in the 20s and, you know, in the 30s and stuff like that. But I wanted it to be an easy read, but I also wanted to have strong content so people can get something out of it rather than just entertainment. So so they can learn something. And I wanted to separate it in three different ways. I wanted to be a page turner. That's why I wrote it the way I wrote it. And I separated it into three different sections. As I said, you know, life, I just touch everything in life, the struggles we go through, everything that we have issues with, and when we would get up in the morning, when we go to work, and, you know, just things in general of life. And then, of course, what everybody wants in the world, which is love. And then towards the end is war, as you know, I kind of touch the wars within ourselves, our struggles, and the wars that's going on in the world. Touch a little bit of politics, and, you know, but I wanted to inspire and also teach a little bit throughout the word. It took a while, but I came up with a concept, and I'm glad that so many people have supported it and they say they love the book.
Yeah, the reviews on Amazon are really outstanding, too, so... that lets everybody know also that it's very well received.
And I'm humbled by that, you know, because you set out to do something, and then when it comes out the way it does, and then people react to it, it's humbling. It's humbling to see that people are listening to you, you know, regardless of how big it becomes. I will always see it the same way. Like, and say if I sold three copies, that's how I see it. But it's humbling that people are connecting to it.
Yeah, that's a good point, you know. And it's nice, like you said, you see the follow through, you executed on your concept and your idea, and now I mean, you're reaping the benefits and getting great feedback. So
yeah,
it's nothing better than that. It's got to be a great feeling.
Absolutely.
Now, could you give our listeners a little bit of your background? You know, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a third world child, some would call it. I was born and raised in Cape Verde, West Africa. You know, humbling beginnings. Came to the States when I was almost 10 years old. Parents and a few siblings, my brother, my older sister, my aunt, and my two parents. Grew up in Brooklyn, New York, also Bridgeport, Connecticut. Moved to Connecticut, went to college and high school in Connecticut. Just started writing. I worked for Board of Education. I worked with special ed kids. I try to balance everything, and I think the most important job I have is being a father and having an 8-year-old kid. But other than that, I'm just glad to be here, and I'm humbled by everybody who always asks me to speak somewhere, or, you know, just have conversations in reference to inspiring others. So that's my little background.
Yeah, and that's nice. I mean, the transformation, like you said, you know, coming over to the States, and then all the work that you're doing, it's nice to see somebody giving back, because a lot of times it seems like people have success and then they forget about reaching back and helping others. But certainly after hearing your background and all the things that you're involved in, how do you find time to do so much? And are you a secular educator as well?
Yes, I am. Like I said, I work for Board of Education, so I work with what people will consider troubled children. I want to say that I don't think there's any kids that are troubled. I just think they just need a little attention.
Sure.
A little love and you know, just a little inspiration. So every day is a little struggle, but as long as they get better every day, it makes my job easier. But as in reference to time, I balance everything. You know, I feel like I have a calling in my life, which is to help and inspire everyone that I come across, and vice versa. So I take from everyone I meet, I take a little piece of, you know, what they teach me. And to me, there's no such thing as a negative lesson. And if it is, I learn from it. You know, as the saying goes, we sleep when we die. So we make time. We make time for what we want. We make time for what we're supposed to do. And like I said, I think everyone has a gift, and you have to perfect it. And the perfection of it consists of a lot of, you know, time. You have to make time for it. You have to nurture it. And the gift is just not what you have within you. You know, like I believe my gift is writing, but also I have to expand it, so I have to speak to people. That's why I get involved in so many community events, and I try to give back, because where I came from, I saw people who had nothing. So being in the position that I'm in, to be in the States and seeing people suffering here, to me it's a small amount of what I've been blessed with myself. So it's a beautiful feeling to see others smile, because you're putting in the effort to help them out.
Yeah, that really is nice. Now, speaking of giving back, I know you're involved in a couple of organizations, and I'd love to have you tell us about the one I'm familiar with. I believe it's called Daniel Trust. Can you tell us what that is?
Well, the Daniel Trust Foundation, it's a foundation which we mentor kids, we give out scholarships to high school seniors going to college, and we work with them throughout their whole college careers. we just don't give them a scholarship and say, hey, here you go, go do well, and just let us know how you're doing. No, we mentor them academically and, you know, just every day giving them inspiration, giving them that love and that feeling that someone cares. So, like I said, we have mentoring programs, we have scholarships, and we have about over 30 kids that we have sponsored scholarship-wise for college. It's not full scholarships. It's just, you know, just to help out with books and things of that nature. We also have younger kids that are 15, 16, and we help them get their permits. We drive them around. We just try to get these young kids so they know that someone is there to help them through it rather than just expecting their parents to do it or their schools. But we have a very rigorous questionnaire that they have to fill out, and we go through it, and you know, a lot of people sign up for it, so we pick them out and then we help them out. And the other organization is called League of Urban Gentlemen, started with 9 other friends of mine. It's 10 of us, and we mentor, we do a lot of community work, like this. We have, in 2 weeks, we have a something called Friendsgiving, which is, it's dinner, it's like a luncheon dinner for the homeless, and we have a lot of sponsors. We have so much food and clothes, blankets, you know, hats, scarves, socks, everything that you can get for the homeless. As last year, we had about, I think, a little bit over 400 homeless come and receive, and we had a surplus, so we were able to give extra.
Nice.
Yeah, so, you know, it's good to see him because, you know, it gets cold out here, man. You walk outside and you can warm up your car. You get in your car, you can go, and you can come home to your house and live in a nice, warm, quiet house. But, you know, but there are others out there who are suffering in that cold. So we do what we can to at least alleviate a little bit of the issues that they have and, you know, the pain that they suffer out there in the cold. And then there's also another group that was started by a friend of mine in Massachusetts. It's called Project Warmer Nights. It's kind of similar to the Friendsgiving that I do with League of Urban Gentlemen. We just collect blankets, you know, stuff for the homeless, and we go out. This one, we go out. The League of Urban Gentlemen Friendsgiving, they come to us. But
okay.
As for Project Warmer Nights, we go out and we pass them out to the homeless wherever until we're done. It doesn't matter if it's out there for 30 minutes or 3 hours. We just go for every different part of the cities that we live in. And it started with one city, now with 7 cities that we have. And we just go out and we give them, you know, the stuff that they need to stay warm out there in those streets.
Man, that is awesome, the giving back that you're doing. Can I ask you, what's the most rewarding part for you in giving back to the community in this way?
Making people feel like someone cares, you know, because sometimes the greatest thing you can give is hope. And if, you know, someone is out there, you can give them some type of hope, giving them, you know, something to eat or something to keep them warm. That hope can somehow, you know, translate into bettering themselves. They can say, you know what, maybe I should get out of these streets, or maybe I should go find help to get out of these streets, because sometimes people are just too prideful to ask, or they just have no other kind of way or no avenue to go about it. So us giving them that is just making them feel like somebody cares out there. So it's just to hopefully help them better themselves, and, you know, but in the meantime, stay warm when you're out there.
Yeah, I'm sure they appreciate it, and it is.
You would have no idea. These people just, I mean, the most beautiful souls out there, you know, just unfortunate circumstances, but beautiful souls.
Yeah, you're right. It is unfortunate, and you're also right about sometimes we take things for granted, and I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah, you know, sometimes some people don't understand that there's always somebody worse than you, regardless of how bad you're doing. There's always someone worse than you. Let's say if your bills are high at home and you're struggling to pay them, remember, there's somebody in the streets who doesn't have anywhere to go warm. So, you know, you just have to keep in mind that there's always somebody working, suffering a little more than you are.
Yeah, it's a good reminder, really, for all of us. Now, with all that you have going, I hear you have a new book in the works, though. You still found time to follow your passion of writing. What's the new book about? How's that going?
Man, the new book, actually, that's probably taking more of the energy out of me.
Yeah.
This is a little different than the first book. This new book is called The Human Experience. And after the success of the first one, you know, I had to come up with a new concept. I don't like to give my supporters and my readers the same thing. So what I did is I one day I was just sitting down and I was just praying. I was like, you know, something's got to come. And I got the concept of writing 10 stories of 10 people who've been to the most trying times in their lives. and I, you know, and I know so many people, you know, college, from college to work to soccer and everything else that I've done, that I reached out to so many people, and then I picked out the 10 most, to me personally, what would be the most powerful stories, and I wrote them, but I wrote them in a way as if I'm the one going through them. So I interviewed the 10 people. Well, I'm one of the 10, so I interviewed 9 people, and I wrote their stories, but I wrote it as if I'm the one that was going through what they went through. So I have, just to give you a quick briefing of it, it ranges from child molestation to domestic abuse to I interviewed my friend who I have the foundation with, Daniel Trust. He's a survivor of the 94 Rwanda genocide. Family was killed and he survived. Teachers teaching in the inner city. Another friend of mine who was a big-time drug dealer that I didn't even know about until 10 years after he came out of jail. He told me his story. I have a girl who her mother passed of cancer and her trying to get over it. And also I have a man who got custody of his child in the courts, which is hard to hear of. And also, I also touch homosexuality because a lot of people, to them, it's a taboo story. So I try to pick stories that someone can relate to at least one. So it's a very, very powerful book. It should be out very soon, no later than mid-December. But a lot of people looking forward to it, and I'm excited.
You certainly whet our appetite with some of the subjects that you touched on. I mean, this is a deep book. I'm sure it's written in a way to inspire us and want us to make us do more.
Yes. It's just to connect. It shows the, you know, the connectivity of human beings, that you may not relate to the certain story that you're reading, but you can relate to the pain and then that person went through, and then their power to be able to rise above it. And most of the people that are in the book, they're all either motivational speakers now or have their own foundations, or they're all involved in community work after what they've gone through, because they're sharing their stories. So at the end of the day, it's all about inspiration.
Yeah, you gotta love that. So everybody be on the lookout for that new book, The Human Experience, and Custodio, could we have you come back on the show in the future, and when that book comes out, and give us a little bit more preview about the book and some more information at that time?
Listen, anytime you need me to be on a story, just let me know. As I can tell you, I make time for everything, so I'll make time anytime you need me.
That sounds good. We really looking forward to that book. But before we go, let me ask you this last question. What does living the life of a gentleman mean to you?
Being the greatest human being that you can be. You have to respect everyone, and it's just not just saying, you know, in reference to someone that you're involved with. I mean, a gentleman respects humanity. You respect your children. You expect them to respect you, but you have to respect them as well. You respect your mate. You respect people you work with. So the life of a gentleman is just being a phenomenal human being to everyone you come across. That's just how I see it, as being a true gentleman.
Yeah, we appreciate those words, and we appreciate you for certainly living this life of a gentleman. And lastly, could you let everyone know if you have social media, or if they'd like to get in touch with you, maybe to have you come out and speak to their organization, or just let us know where we can get in touch with you?
Actually, I'm redoing my website, so my website is not ready yet, but people can find me on Instagram. Is ODIE_GOMES, so it's ODIE_GOMES, and on Facebook is same thing, Odie Gomes, ODIE GOMES, Facebook and Instagram. And I also have a YouTube page that I started, which is Custodio Gomes. So just type it in, and I have different videos of places I've spoken in and being involved in the spoken word community. So if anybody needs me, you know where to find me.
That sounds good, and hopefully they'll find you back on the podcast very soon too. We appreciate your time. And thank you for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. It was my honor.
Hey, everybody. It's DeAndre Marie, the producer of The Life of a Gentleman. And I have a great deal to offer you. You can save more than 25% off handmade Italian leather shoes. I'm talking monk straps, brogues, loafers, and more. If you want to learn how you can save more than 25% on these great quality shoes, please go to www.itsdeandremarie.com and click on Bespoken Mogul Shoes in the menu bar. And make sure you stay tuned into The Life of a Gentleman.
Welcome back, everyone, to another edition of The Life of a Gentleman. This is the segment we like to call The Gentleman's Look with Dennis Stiles, and Dennis is on the line. How's it going today, Dennis?
I'm doing great. How you doing, sir? Everything okay, man?
Yeah, everything's going good. Glad to hear from you. It's nice to be able to connect on the podcast, as always.
Oh, for sure, man. You know, every week we got new episodes, new topics. You know, that's how the world moves. It changes. Every week is something different, man.
Yeah, exactly. So, let me ask you, what'd you have up for this week? What was on your mind?
Well, I got something that you might be involved or interested in. The Harrison Blake Apparel Collection. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, I think I have. All right.
So for all the viewers out there who probably do know, but, you know, for those that don't know, it's Richard here, Mr. World Apparel Pins on Instagram and most of his social media accounts, Harrison Blake. How many names you got for your brand, man?
Yeah, we started the Instagram. It's kind of a funny story. We started the Instagram originally. The name Harrison Blake was taken, and we didn't want to make it too long. So at that time, at the beginning, all we were selling was lapel pins. So we named the Instagram account Wear Lapel Pins, trying to promote people to wear them, getting as many guys on social media to wear them as possible. So that's where that name came from. But we've grown since then and started selling more items. So Harrison Blake Apparel it is.
And that's very true, actually, because I was there from the beginning. I still have some of those old school pins, man. They're still very effective items, man.
Yeah, they're almost vintage now, right?
Yeah, it's funny. It's like you're kind of like one of the first people out there to put the pins out there. Now, for everybody that doesn't know, Richard here has a subscription box, aside from having the online store, at $25 a month. The reason why I wanted to talk about that, my friend, is because the holidays are coming. Instead of giving somebody, you know, your father, your brother, your best friend, just one item, hey, here's the time, man. I was thinking, the box that you have is perfect for a holiday gift. And the good thing about it, Rich, your box is already packed up, so you don't even have to pack it.
Yeah, that's a good point. All you gotta
just
do
put
is
put it under the tree.
Yeah, you just order it and there you go. And you're right, there's a lot of value in there for $25. Every month you get a tie and 4 matching accessories, and I think that's one of the things that sets us apart. I know we were the first company to actually have matching accessories. Now, a few people have caught on from time to time, but every single time, we make sure that ours is matching. So I think that's easier for guys.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you a question about the brand itself. What made you price this bad boy at $25? Because that's very low, man. You go to department stores, the average tie in a department store, or just regular store in general, upwards of 30 and above.
Yeah, that's very true.
What a bargain.
That's what attracted me to this business model, is being able to offer value. I thought it was something that would be enticing to customers, because we've had a few people, like you said, be skeptical. For $25, they think it's impossible, but you know, we buy in high volume, so we're able to pass that on to the consumer. The idea is to get lifelong customers and hopefully surprise you with something different every month, and maybe push you outside your comfort zone too with your style and fashion choices.
I totally agree, my friend. You know, how many times, let's go back a minute, Richard, how many times have you received a measly gift for Christmas from either a friend or a relative? Then you look back and say, damn, it would have been nice if I were to get a box like this for Christmas.
Yeah, I think everybody who takes the chance to sign up and try it. And I always tell people, try it for a month, because there's no commitments, there's no obligations. People hear the word subscription and that scares them off sometimes. But you literally can sign up for 1 month and then cancel it if you don't want to try it, or if your budget won't allow you to stick with it. And then just follow us on social media. When you see another box that you like, you can sign up again and you can cancel again. Nobody's going to be mad at you. You can sign up and cancel as many times as you like, as often as you like. It's just an easy way to get your accessories.
Yeah, no hard feelings. Now, let me ask you something. As far as the box, let's say if I wanted to buy your June box, which I was a big fan of, or even the July box, is there a way to go back and recapture that moment?
Yeah, we have a time machine that you can hop in. And basically, you just get on the website. We do have some extra past boxes. Not every month is available, but some of the more recent months, you can get those on the website. But on the website, they are $40 at this time. But if you are a current club member, we allow current club members to go back and get the boxes for the original price of $25. So that's another perk of being in the club. And then also being part of the club, we email special coupons for additional discounts from time to time as a perk for you.
There you go. So you're on top of the game. It's almost like if you actually have a credit card for your brand, and it gives you all the updates you need to keep yourself ready to go for each month to get discounts, offers. And when I mean discounts, this is not 10% off, 15% off. This guy right here, he goes above and beyond with the 50 off. I think you have a tie deal, right? 3 ties for $30?
Yeah, that's right. You can get 3 for $30. We like to group things together so people get value. You know, there's power in numbers. It's just like going to Sam's Club, you know? You go into Sam's Club and you get the 10-pack of deodorant or whatever, and it's like $2. And you wonder how it's so cheap. But, you know, when you're buying in bulk, you're able to pass those savings on to the consumer.
I agree, man. As far as me being somebody who receives the box monthly, I want to commend you on one item that you probably haven't heard this yet. You know what I like about your box? I'm going to be very honest with you. I like the fact that you don't season your box. What I mean by that is, you're not giving me something that I'm going to just because it's summer, let's say it has to have, you know, something, a print of the summer, if it's an anchor or something. You actually, you know, you don't emphasize that. You just put the best product out there. And I think that works in a way where you could re-wear it now. Because if you have a box that's summer, there's no way you could wear that now.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Am I correct?
No, you are right. We try to make it pretty neutral as far as the seasons go, so that you can get the most life out of it. And if you want some of those seasonal items, a lot of times those are the items that we put on the website for sale a la carte, if you will.
Exactly. You don't want to be putting boxes away, man. Like, okay, that's it. I wore this and back in May. I can't wear it no more until next May.
Yeah, exactly. No, you want to get the most wear out of it.
Yeah, I think that's what is great about your brand, and I want to commend you on that one.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
And another thing, too, is this month's box is straight fire, man. I want you to tell me a little bit of what went through your mind putting these items together, and including that backpack or shoe bag or however you want to call it into this month's box.
Yeah, this month, you're right. The November subscription, we put in a drawstring bag. You can use it like a backpack, or I personally use it as a travel bag. And other times when I'm on the go, I put my podcasting equipment in it, and it's just easy to carry. It's lightweight. But the beautiful thing about it, we thought, well, let's put our logo on there nice and big, too. So that's remind everybody who we are. But we don't really pay a lot of attention to the competition, but we just try to stay in our own lane and do our own thing. And I thought it would be something practical. What I try not to do, and you may notice, is I don't put in a lot of what I consider giveaway items that people may or may not want, like samples of lotion or shaving cream. And if we do put one of those in, it's going to be a bonus item. So instead of 5 items, you'd get 6 that month.
Because, exactly.
You know, it's more value for everybody.
Exactly. You don't want to kind of gyp the audience of something extra instead of just add it on top of what you usually get, which is phenomenal. I think it's a hit. I like the color scheme. I think it's wearable as far as, you know, casual, dressed up, black suit, navy suit, gray suit. It just goes with a lot of stuff, man. And I think the key component in these items that you usually feature on your box, everything is kind of set up for you to wear it and go.
Yeah, exactly. I mean? Exactly. There's a lot of guys out there that, you know, they struggle with fashion. They don't know how to put together a whole complete look. So what I always say is all you have to do is get the monthly subscription. Just open it up And if you've got a navy blue suit and a gray suit and a white shirt in your closet, you just put on one of the subscription boxes and you're going to look like an absolute $1 million. It's going to look like you know exactly what you're doing. You'll have the matching pocket square with the tie. We have you covered with the socks. Might be a bracelet, a tie bar. You know, like you said, this month we had a lot of fun with the tie bar. It's a tie bar in the shape of a sports car. So if there's
vintage
any
car, sports cars.
Yeah, so if there's
which
any
is the best part about it.
So we just had a lot of fun with it. That's what we try to do every month. So look forward to the next ones. I think you're going to be real surprised and happy with what we have coming up in December and January also. We have some really, really, really good ideas that are flowing out.
You know what? Let's do something right now. You want to give the audience a little hint of what's coming, or you want to leave it in suspense?
No, that's fine. I tell you, one of...
Give me something.
This box was a little bit inspired by you because this was an offline conversation we had, and you talked about the color copper. So that's going to be the clue for December, and copper is a really hot color right now.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's the clue for December.
Now, when is this box for next month is going to be shipped? Is it in time for the guy to wear it in late December?
Yes. How it works is every month we send out on about the 25th, 26th of the month. That way, when we say it's the December package, you're literally supposed to receive that package on the 1st of the month. So on December 1st, you should be opening up your mailbox thereabout, if it's not on a Sunday, obviously. Open up your mailbox and there's your December package. You can wear that all through the month of December. You know, that's what we named it that way.
Oh, you actually named it.
Just each month. We don't get real fancy or try to be cute with the names. Just name it after the month.
Well, so there you go, guys. It's going to be a little bit of copper, which, you know, this is the kind of color you want. You know, instead of going with the bright red ties, you know, stuff like that, you can just hit them with the copper.
Oh, yeah.
A dark navy suit. Whew. You know, what's the good thing about the copper, man? All you need is a white shirt and you're good.
Hey, yeah, exactly. That's the thought process behind developing a lot of the monthly subscription packages. Mm-hmm. As I envision the average Joe probably having in his closet, probably, like I said, a blue or gray suit and a white shirt. At the very least, though. But if you're just a beginner, you're probably going to have the blue or the gray and a white shirt. Everybody has that, so... From there, I mean, you take the box in any direction you want and add different pattern shirts, stripes, checks, whatever. But if you're just beginning, a white shirt, open up the package, put it on. I mean, it's the best $25 investment that anybody can make. I stand by that.
No, and listen, I seen these boxes, so I'm telling you offhand right now, the quality is the same quality that you see in every other store that you want to shop in. So it's not like you're losing out on the quality or nothing. It's the same thing.
Yeah, I appreciate you vouching for that, and it really is. And I can't disclose everything, but our partnerships that we have, those factories have the same exact partnerships with all the big brands. That's why I can be 100% certain that it's the same quality that you will get at your mall or department store.
Yeah, there's a lot of pocket squares are nice, and you know, they're thick, they're not flimsy. You know, the ties are a perfect 2.75 inch to a 3.25, which is the kind of tie length that you want to go with when, you know, building your tie game.
Yeah, exactly. So I always appreciate how you style it too, Dennis. So hats off to you for doing a great job of styling it up.
Thank you. Yeah, I can't wait to start again with this one on this weekend. I should be working on some amazing shots for this box. Guys, everybody, $25 a month. You can't go wrong. If you want to keep it for yourself, or you want to buy an extra one for your family member, brother, brother-in-law, cousin, uncle. That's the thing about this box. There's no age bracket for this box. It's for everybody.
Hey, I appreciate all the kind words you had to say about it, and Also, don't forget, use the code FAST5 for $5 off your first monthly subscription package. So there's another savings there. Try it out for $20. That's an incredible value. So I hope everybody gets a chance to try it. And Dennis, I appreciate you taking the time out of your segment to talk about it. I didn't know you were going to do that, but thank you.
Well, I think part of why is because you're, you know, this November box is too much, man. So I had to do it, man. It's straight fuego, man. Fire.
I appreciate it. Now, before we let you go, there's a big basketball game on tonight. I know you're a big fan, so I'm going to let you run and get your popcorn ready, as I always like to say.
And yeah, man. KD, hey, listen, man. KD's got to step up today. I know Westbrook's coming, so... You know, I like the way the NBA season's going so far. My Nets are surprisingly 2-3, so...
And you beat my Pistons. I can't believe it.
I know. That's right. I forgot to let you know that. So, people are sleeping on the Nets. Great job by the GM and the way they emphasize, you know, ball movement.
Yeah.
It's kind of new culture in Jersey right now. So, guys, I'm not even in Jersey anymore. Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Look out for the Brooklyn. No, big up to Detroit too. They're still 3-2, so they're still doing the thing, and they beat the Knicks. So yep. I'm happy about that.
Yeah, I'm always happy when that happens.
All right, my brother.
Okay, take care. Well, gentlemen, that wraps up another edition of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. Today, at the outset, we had a great discussion with DeAndre Marie and Dennis talking about layering. It's that time of year where you can get really creative with your fashion style, and hopefully you got some tips about layering or just some ideas that maybe you can pull out of your closet and give a shot. Also, we'd like to extend a special thank you to our guest today, Mr. Custodio Gomes, for coming on and letting us know about his new book that is coming out soon, and also the book that is out available now on Amazon. Hopefully you have a chance to read that over some of your downtime this holiday season. And last but not least, we'd like to thank again Dennis for coming on and talking about a recap of some of the Harrison Blake apparel accessories. We appreciate his enthusiasm as well. Also, we'd like to send a shout out to Charles, who is generally always on the program, but this week we switched things up just a little bit, and Charles will be back again with us very soon. From all of us here at The Life of a Gentleman, we want to send a special thank you to you, the listener, and we have a gift for you. This is in the form of a discount code. If you are interested in the Harrison Blake Apparel monthly subscription, please use the code NEWLOOK in all caps, NEWLOOK, and that will give you $15 off your first monthly subscription package. That is the gift from the Life of a Gentleman to you, the listener. If you would, please do us a favor, rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. And until next time, take care.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties and lapel pins. Join the Harrison Blake monthly subscription club. Each month, they deliver one necktie plus 4 additional matching accessories for only $25. This is the easy way to build or enhance your wardrobe. To learn more and subscribe, visit HarrisonBlakeApparel.com. These messages are also brought to you by DeAndre Marie, a young, talented female host who conducts interviews, event coverage, and produces the Life of a Gentleman podcast. For inquiries on how to be featured, please visit www.itsdeandremarie.com.